With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Wright, Franklin, Butler, and Floyd counties are under a wind chill advisory until midnight. A wind chill warning then kicks in from midnight tonight until noon tomorrow. Hardin and Grundy counties are under a wind chill advisory from now until noon tomorrow. Last night, various agencies were involved in a high-speed chase that began in Hampton and ended in Cerro Gordo County involving 25-year-old Mina Youngbear of Toledo, Iowa. Hampton police filed 7 charges against her, including for felony eluding. Youngbear was also wanted on 3 warrants from Johnson County and on 1 warrant from Tama County. Youngbear is going to be transported to the Hardin County Jail this afternoon. Also, the Iowa Falls Police Department last night arrested 18-year-old Sean Pierre of Iowa Falls, who was wanted on an Iowa Falls warrant for 4th-degree criminal mischief. Pierre was later released. This morning, the Butler County Sheriff's Department arrested 19-year-old Anthony Rottinghouse of Parkersburg for possession of a controlled substance and for possession of drug paraphernalia, Rottinghouse being held at the Butler County Jail. Yesterday, just before 1:30 in the afternoon, the Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Department executed a search warrant for illegal narcotics at 741 South Illinois Avenue in Mason City. An investigation was completed at the scene, and later 66-year-old George Leslie Westcott III was arrested. Westcott was charged with possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Westcott's being held at the Cerro Gordo County Jail. Last night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 20-year-old John Snyder from Hampton, who was wanted on a Butler County warrant for violation of his pretrial release from the original charge of assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Snyder's being held at the Butler County Jail. Yesterday, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors discussed a resolution regarding salaries in the county. There was extensive discussion on amending the resolution and keeping the resolution as is. The board then approved to leave the wage scale as it is for now and evaluate it over the next year. In other business, the Franklin County Board of Supervisors approved a memorandum of understanding to the Secondary Roads Union Agreement and approved a resolution defining property tax relief. The Hampton City Council yesterday held a budget workshop and met with Amanda Fender to discuss her request to have the city be the depository for private donations for a future dog park. Fender discussed estimated costs, fundraising initiatives, and potential grants to apply for. Fender stated she has formulated a committee of 3 to conduct fundraising and encouraged others to join the committee if interested. The consensus of the council was to finalize details of a dog park at a future council meeting should the committee have a successful fundraising campaign. In other business, the Hampton City Council yesterday reviewed the proposed fiscal year 2023 budget. The council reviewed the maximum levy and resolution and will consider said resolution during Thursday's regular business meeting. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Chad Hart, an agricultural economist with Iowa State University, who will be one of the guest speakers at First Bank Hampton's annual agricultural meeting Friday morning. Chad will give us an idea on what the meeting will be about on Friday. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. And again, a reminder for the latest on weather-related announcements, postponements, cancellations, and the road conditions, go to radioonthego.com and look under the Weather tab. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.